She is the one and only Brandi Chastain joining us now. Brandi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's good to talk to you, Brandi. And as you're out there continuing all your great soccer work in so many different ways, you heard what I just said about 99 and how kind of the fruits of that labor I see and what you guys did in that tournament to expose the world to women's sports and women's soccer. I guess we've seen that elevated with what we're about to see this coming summer in France.
Oh, there's no doubt that, you know, what's happened since 20 years ago has been wonderful for women's sports. I think it's also an incredible time to be a young girl in sports. I coach youth soccer in the DA here in California, and just the opportunities that they have to, you know, be competitive and challenge themselves and, you know, try and make the next level and dream about being a professional and making the national team. It's just, it's wonderful. And, you know, I had the opportunity of going with the, I think it was 12 athletes that were wearing the new Nike jerseys that will be displayed during the World Cup. And I took a moment to say to all of them, I'm so happy for you. You know, this is such a wonderful opportunity you're going to have. The fact that women's soccer is being broadcast the way it is, you know, not only just, you know, being on the runway in Paris, to playing in wonderful stadiums and all across France, but the way it's really been looked at around the world. You know, I spoke with one of the players from Chile. I mean, you're thinking this is the first time Chile will ever be in the World Cup. And, you know, the fight that's in front of them is real, and it's the same fight we've been having for 20 to 30 years, but, you know, we still have to keep plugging even though we feel like we're in a really good place. So, you know, there's still a lot of work to do, but this summer will surely be very exciting.
She's Brandi Chastain joining us now, and I know you've been doing a lot of coaching work. Take us into some of the coaching work you've been doing.
Well, I coach many, I coach and volunteer for many different groups. So my husband's been at Santa Clara University women's soccer for 33 seasons now, and so for me, I get to see the likes of the Leslie Osbornes, the Allie Wagners, the Danielle Slaytons who came through our program and then onto the national team, and now Julie Johnson, Ertz, and so being able to watch her in the World Cup will be awesome. So I volunteer at that level. I coach high school boys varsity soccer here in Northern California, and we were the champions this year of Northern California State championship, so that was very exciting. And then I coached two teams in the U.S. Soccer DA program. And, you know, for me, my love of soccer has never waned, and my desire to work with our young national teams I don't think it could be any more in the front of my head than it is right now, especially with the World Cup right around the corner. And I just feel that the experiences that I've had with those players that you talked about from 99 and before, I just feel that those experiences are too valuable to not share with the next group of young players coming through. And what can we learn, and what can we use, and what can we change, and how can we grow? And I hope that I have another chance to be on the field for another 20 years.
So I have an obvious question. Do you want to coach U.S. Women's National Team youth teams? I mean, what's your ambition as a coach? I mean, why aren't we recycling some of these great players into coaching? And how many of your ex-teammates are coaches like you?
Well, the answer to the first question is yes. I mean, I'd love to be a part of the youth national team programs. Like I said, you know, I feel the lessons and experiences have been invaluable. And having now been coaching in the DA for a couple of years and, you know, with Santa Clara for, gosh, a decade or more, you know, I feel that I have a good idea of, you know, what it takes to not only be successful as an individual, but how to bring teams together and create successful lineups and, you know, make lineup changes and formation changes and, you know, tactical changes on the fly. So I think that I could be an asset to U.S. soccer. Why it hasn't happened, you know, that's not, I don't know that answer, but I know that there's definitely a handful of former players that, you know, have been kind of in and out of the mix, and yet none of us are really in full time. And, and coaches at this moment. I hope that can change.
Brandi Chastain joining us. All right, so the U.S. women under Jill Ellis are going to take on Belgium as they continue their preparations. Thursday, they're going to be in action as well. But Sunday, it'll be Belgium in Los Angeles, and that's when the 99 team and Brandi are going to be honored, and you guys are going to be involved in a million and one things, and you're going to be all over our ESPN broadcast, which is going to be fun and exciting. But when you look at the women's national team right now, and having gone through this process of preparation for a World Cup and getting to the point where you're getting closer and closer to being there and playing these friendlies, what do you think are some of the biggest question marks for Jill Ellis at this point?
Well, I think, you know, number one, I think we, you know, there's a cliche about defense wins championships. And I think that's definitely something that we need to really hone right now is what is our defensive back four, if we're going to play four, or back three, mm-hmm. And how will we defend as a team, and ultimately who's going to be in goal? Those are critical decisions that Jill Ellis is going to have to make. And then they're going to have to start, you know, working on it immediately because, you know, the type of relationship you have to have with your teammates so that things become instinctive as opposed to reactionary is critical. You know, being able to see something or see danger before it happens is, you know, is necessary. You really, you know, you can't be operating on reaction, otherwise you're going to be too late. So at that level. So, you know, what kind of defending are we going to do? Are we defending from the front back? Are we defending with the back six? Or, you know, are we, you know, pushing them in, pushing them out? What are we trying to force the other teams to do? You know, those questions need to be answered. And I really look forward to watching for those things come Sunday.
Yeah, and also Thursday night they'll be in action as well. We're talking to Brandi Chastain. Really appreciate her being on the program here tonight ahead of what is going to be a remarkable World Cup this summer. Do you think this will be the most competitive World Cup on the women's side ever, Brandi, just based on the growth of all these other great soccer-playing nations?
I think that the number of teams that could potentially win the World Cup is definitely increasing. I think, you know, there's no taking anything for granted. And I don't think that any team ever has, but you definitely have to be sharp in every moment. And, you know, a few key mistakes can turn your World Cup upside down. So, and you know, having experienced that myself, you know, with the own goal against Germany in the quarterfinal and, you know, us coming back and winning that game, you know, you have to have a team that's very strong, that's very together, that's, you know, very resilient and has tremendous amount of trust. So, you know, I think there's a great amount of teams that have talent, and I think you hit it, you know, on the head saying that, you know, with the growth of women's soccer, not so much that soccer didn't exist before, it's just the opportunity to play has really given this World Cup, I think, a chance to be incredibly spectacular going into the knockout rounds.
Brandi, last one before we let you go. We're up on a hard break, and I know you got to get to coaching, and we really appreciate you doing this and jumping on here. And she's going right out onto the fields after this, so we're going to let her get going. So real quick, what's it going to mean to be back with that team, that 99 team this Sunday when you guys all convene in Los Angeles?
Well, gosh, I mean, every moment with those women is special, and it's incredible how we can literally be in each other's presence and be right back to where we were. You know, the laughs and the joking and the reminiscing just feels incredible. But I think, you know, what's really special is that as adults now, we can, you know, have good perspective about, you know, what did it mean and, you know, how do we continue going forward with the legacy of what happened in 99 and how we can continue to contribute to positive outcomes, not just here in the U.S., but, you know, globally, if possible. And, again, after I was with a few of the players this past week in New York, and, you know, it's ever clear as it's ever been that, you know, these are ambassadors of the game. They are not just dedicated to the fact that, yes, we were champions in 99, and, you know, that's the story. They continue to want to work and help and be a part of it in any way necessary so that other young women can have an opportunity to feel exactly how we did when that final whistle blows at the end of the day.
Brandy, you're the best. Thank you so much for coming on. Look forward to seeing you out in Los Angeles, and get on those fields and get it done tonight, as I know you will.
All right. Thank you so much, Glenn. You take care.
All right. You're the best. Brandy Chastain joining us tonight. And, boy, that iconic moment hitting that game-winning penalty against Canada, one of the most iconic moments in women's sports.